Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Dr. Steve Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, although some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. This is the word of the Lord. 2020. Seems like things are constantly unraveling in the world. And I don't need to tell you that the world is sliding into sin. Rebellion against God's word, once thought unheard of being promoted, now actually being celebrated. And even those who are considered to be God-fearing people now so often are just spewing venom and hate, with hearts growing cold and voice that is becoming quickly a clanging gong. And bad news is in such great supply in 2020. Famine, pestilence, war, disasters abound in good old 2020. So is believing there is good news in 2020 all just in vain? And is our work in the gospel all just in vain? That amazing neighborhood renewal project in the city, now a community in shambles. That church that was revitalized, now back on life support. That school that closed, or organization that had to shutter their doors. That child that you taught Sunday school for all those years, or maybe in that after-school program, or even your own child who you raised in the faith, now walking away from the good news, reminiscent of St. Monica and St. Augustine. And when we labor for and contend for and fight for the gospel, only to be persecuted, and maybe even lose it all? Was all that believing and working in the gospel all just in vain? Well, what about when you look to the cross? One could ask if it was all in vain. Christ died at the very hands of those very people who he came to serve. Those he healed and fed and even raised from the dead all eventually got sick and died. And we buried him in the tomb also. Jesus was rejected, he suffered, and he died like all the rest. Like all the prophets who came before him. Was it all in vain? Or was there something different? Of course there was. Of course there was, dear Christian. He did not die in vain, but in his death he rescued the world from sin and death and the devil. And yes, he died a prophet's death outside the city of Jerusalem, willingly and according to God's purpose. But on the third day, he rose again into eternal life, the first fruits of the resurrection. And there it is. There it is. Why believing in the gospel is never in vain. The promises of God fulfilled, the hope of things yet unseen. Oh, and they will tell you. They will tell you it was not in vain. Who will tell you? Well, it will be the elderly woman that you used to visit in the nursing home, who now dwells in heaven. The stroke victim in hospice, who could not speak, but would grab your hand and he would kiss it because he had so much joy when you proclaimed the gospel to him. He will be singing next to you in the heavenly antiphon. The young man whose legs were amputated from the accident and thought life was all in vain until you preached to him the good news. He will be kneeling beside you at the throne. The child who you thought was a lost cause, but then was found. The prodigal who knew the way home to his father's house because you had shown him. He will tell you it was not in vain. All that you lost, for contending for the faith, you would gladly trade for your crown of eternal life. That neighborhood now crumbling, now with streets that are lined with gold. The steeple that fell, no longer needed, because now you are in the presence of God's holy temple. Those tombstones of loved ones, once a symbol for death and the vanity of life, for those who died in the faith, now a symbol of the resurrection, as those tombstones pop off like champagne bottle corks in the new year. Believing ain't in vain. It's coming. It's coming. We will see the fruit of our labor soon enough. Even a crummy chief of sinners like me and St. Paul, who can call ourselves servants of the Most High God, not from anything within us, but only by the superabundant grace of God. All that God has done with us and for us, it was not in vain. It was in His love. So that all that we do in Him, it is not in vain, but in that very eternal love and that eternal truth. And so it is. So it is that we stand in this gospel handed down to us, because by it we are saved. We hold fast to this gospel, every single word of God that has been proclaimed to us, and nothing else, lest our belief would be in vain. We cling to this good news in 2020, and we preserve it for the generations that are to come. So that along with St. Paul, we can say, By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Day after day after day, handing down that which we have received, namely the grace of God in word and in deed. Because, brothers and sisters, the gospel will never be in vain, but sure and true. Yes, even in good old 2020. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Courtney Zalmanoff, who serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.